Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God, it's going to be a nice time.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about the International Women's Day? Tell me, would you like to learn more about how women can celebrate together? Have you ever wanted to know how you can connect with other women? Can you imagine collaborating with other girls just like yourself? Tell me, do you know how to create a path to the future? Let me ask you, when was the last time you got your voice on a celebration of women? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest. She is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with informative and inspirational lessons and some really good advice. Before I introduce my guest, I would love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have during our interview. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I have been honored to become a featured host, and we now have 340,000 amazing listeners. Now, I'm going to introduce you to our guest today. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a nationally recognized TV and radio personality, as well as an inspirational and empowerment speaker. She's a best-selling author, a columnist with her daily empowerment e-zine, Michelle's Daily Dash. She's a life design coach, new thought leader, and creative strategist. She is the founder of the Life Design Institute for Self-Discovery, Exploration, and Transformation. My guest empowers women to embrace the knowing that we deserve to live a life we love, one that supports who and what we are. We need to be willing to say, yes, yes, I choose me. My guest today is Michelle Mattia, and welcome, Michelle, to the show. How are you doing, dear?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I'm very excited about what you are doing. You have a partner in crime, so to speak, lovely lady Jennifer Wilcox, and she couldn't be with us today, but we're going to hear all about a celebration, your project that the two of you are putting together. How did you and Jennifer meet and get going on this project?
Jennifer and I actually met at a conference. We met at a conference in New York City almost 3 years ago, and it was the New York Entrepreneurs Week. And it was interesting because we both knew similar people, same people, and they kept saying, listen, you guys are both here, you need to meet up, you need to meet up. And needless to say, at one of the breaks, I saw her, we walked, you know, walked over, and we just started talking, and we hit it off right away. And we just knew that we needed to stay in touch, that we needed to meet and have coffee, have tea, and just talk about how we could work together, because we both come with very similar missions, which have to do with the empowerment of, you know, of men and women, and of assisting people to connect with what makes them unique, their wow factor, and it progressed from there.
Well, that's wonderful, because, you know, I think that's why I always encourage other young women to go to conferences, even older women, and let's face it, anyone. Conferences are amazing because you go into those things, you make connections and networking, and it can actually change your life. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I think that there, for people that have not ever attended a conference, and especially when they hear the word networking, I think that that oftentimes is what prevents them from showing up at all, because they put so much pressure on it, and they worry about all the things that they don't have. I don't have a business card. I don't have anything to say. I don't know what I would talk about. And they put so much pressure on all of the lack and limiting thoughts that they don't tap into the fact that, wow, they could actually have a good time. They could actually meet new people, and they could actually maybe discover what makes them unique that they might not have recognized before. And, you know, and again, with that word networking, it's never bothered me, but I get the challenge. I know for me, when I go to conferences, I do find it frustrating that when I walk into the room, when somebody greets me, and as they're saying hello, they're handing me a business card. That's not getting to know someone, which is why part of our event, the Get Your Voice On, a celebration of women, we're starting it Friday night for that very reason, for women that we know want to come, but they're a little nervous about how to get started. So Friday night is all about getting to hello. It's not about networking. It's about getting to hello and meeting people that have similar interests, similar passions, and we're going to actually have an interactive activity versus sitting in a chair and having someone lecture you.
Oh, yeah, that's what, you know, I'm a total conference junkie, and I have to honestly say I have never gone to any event where I haven't come out of it with so much richer as far as friendships, acquaintances, experiences. It's just a great way to open up and let things happen. Your conference is called Get Your Voice On. Now, where did you get the idea for that great title?
That came from, have you ever like just had like a mental mind dump where you were just basically out there exchanging ideas? And what ended up happening is in 2010, when it was the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, Jennifer, my partner in crime, as you called her, Jennifer Wilkoff, she was actually the regional director for New York City. And that particular day, there were events all over the country. And Jennifer had asked myself and a couple of other women locally to help assist in this. And it was a wonderful time to celebrate women. But you know what ends up happening, and another benefit of going to these conferences and these events is when you're there and your amazing ideas show up, and during that event, I'm writing all these notes about what I wanted. If I to go to a conference, what I would need as a woman. And so I kept badgering Jennifer, saying, when can we talk about this? She goes, Michelle, let me just get through today. And so six months later, I have her over at my apartment, and we're talking, just talking about what's been going on in our lives and, you know, what we've been doing with our clients and speaking and things like that. And we started talking about women specifically and all the amazing women that we had been interacting with. And January, what I loved about what you've shared so far is you look forward to it and you see, I can't wait to the front of friendships and the celebration, because that's where your mindset is. And a lot of women, and if you have that mindset, if you are going into it knowing that that you are going to receive something extraordinary, that's what you're able to see, versus if you're going into it saying, I don't know why I'm bothering, and no one's going to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? There's that whole difference. So Jennifer and I, as we're talking about this, and we're talking about how we just wished that we could go up to all of the women who were experiencing doubts and just hug them and say, no, that's not what this is about. Well, Jennifer went on this, like, 20-minute rant, and then she finally said, you know what, Michelle, women just need to get their voices on. And I looked up at her, and I said, that's the conference. Get your voices on. A celebration of women. And it started at that point. And we again, now this is back in 2010, and we took the time to really cultivate what we felt would be a unique and extraordinary experience, which is why our premiere is in 2013.
Wonderful. You've done the groundwork. You know, right now we're going to take a break and hear a message about your host. And when we come back, I want Michelle to share with us the website information, I've gone to their website, it's fabulous, and how you can sign up for an amazing experience. We'll be right back with Michelle Madia.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Michelle Madia. And Michelle, could you give us some website information and tell our listeners how they can find out more about Get Your Voice On, a Celebration of Women?
I would be happy to. The website is getyourvoiceon.com. And when you go onto our website, you'll see a section, a section header called Attendees, where there is all the information regarding tickets, registration. Tickets actually went on sale this past Monday. We are so excited. You will see that we're offering a variety level of tickets, VIP tickets, which give you extra additional access to celebrities, the Get Your Voice On booth, the Author's Corner. We're also having a mother-daughter ticket, because the event, we are encouraging teens 16 to 19 to come as well. So we're really excited about the mother-daughter ticket. We also have a block of rooms for the Hilton New York, which is where the venue is. So all of that information is there. The event is March 1st and 2nd, 2013. And the reason that's important is the month of March is Women's History Month. And so for the next 10 years, our event will always take place that first weekend in March in New York City.
Oh, fantastic. Now, both of you live in New York City?
We do. Both of us. We both live in New York City. I grew up in the South, but I have called New York City my home. It'll be 17 years the end of January.
Okay. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask, were you two okay during Hurricane Sandy?
We were. You know, I was very blessed where I live on the east side, and I live on the top floor. We did not experience any flooding. Jennifer was very blessed. She's in the borough of Brooklyn, and she didn't experience any damage to where she was. Neither one of us had to evacuate. But what ended up happening was we were basically, though, couldn't go anywhere because of the subways and things like that. I'm not too far from that swinging crane, if everybody knows about the swinging crane.
Mm-hmm.
That, that was kind of interesting, as, you know, as it's like five blocks away and we're like, please don't fall. But you know what? What I think is extraordinary about New York City, because I've been here for everything. I was a block away during 9/11. New Yorkers are just a very gracious people and very generous, and we are grateful for all of the people that have been sending love and help and continuing to come up here to help clean up the various areas of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. It's really wonderful to see people from all walks of life. And for me, January, that just proves that we are all connected. We are all connected within that heart space, because people that wouldn't any other time sit across from one another for a cup of coffee will come together in a time like this.
Oh, well, yeah. New York is just the best city in the world, and they really know how to pull together. And I'm glad that we can promote this event in New York and encourage more people to go there and help with the tourism and bring more into the economy. What type of women should attend? Now, you said, I love the idea. I've never been to a conference where they had a mother-daughter ticket. That's very, very clever.
You know, well, and I think it's important. I think that, first of all, I know for me personally, there isn't an age limit on when I learn from someone. I've had some very, very intelligent, motivated 16-year-olds school me. I will tell you that right now. So right now, the ages are, the youngest would be 16. Up until right now, we definitely know that we are going to have somebody that's in their early 90s attending this conference, which is extraordinary. We actually also have a woman, 72, who was a teacher her whole life, has been retired, and has just become an entrepreneur in Texas. She's a purveyor of chocolate and tea. So we are going to have women from all over this globe, from all walks of life. And what I say to you is, when you learn more about Get Your Voice On, a celebration of women, it is about taking that opportunity to give yourself permission to step into your power and to own that wow factor, what makes you unique, your skills, your talents. This doesn't mean that your goal is to be a radio show host or an actress or an author. Very often, women are trying to find balance in their life because they want it all. They want the partner, the child, and the job. Some women, like myself, I just became a first-time mom at 43. I made the choice to switch my career so that I could be a stay-at-home mom and still have a career. That's getting your voice on. So really, this is about providing an opportunity for you to say, yes, I choose me. Come to an event where you are going to learn about leadership, about getting to hello, about tapping into those divine ideas that you've been having for a very long time and you weren't sure maybe how to start a business, how to start a blog, or maybe you're looking for a community. We are going to have breakout sessions, and one of them is going to be focused on community, how you can create community, how you can become a part of a community. And we're also, like I said, we're also going to have breakout sessions for the teens. One is on leadership and confidence, and another one is on speaking. And we already have started to announce our keynotes. We have Debbie Fields of Mrs. Fields Cookies. How great is that? She's actually going to be bringing some cookies, which I can't wait. We have Lindsay Wagner, who many of us know as the Bionic Woman, but she herself, what I love about Lindsay is, many of us know her as an actress, but she's also an author, and she's also a human rights activist, and she has actually started doing a lot of conferences and workshops on her own that have to do with transformation. So she's extraordinary. And then this week we just announced J.J. Ramberg, who is on MSNBC. She hosts a show on MSNBC about small business, and she just released a book. So this is going
wonderful.
To be an this isn't a business conference. This isn't just about transformation. This is about every woman focused and knowing that you can have it all. We can be soft and feminine, and we can be sassy and powerful. There isn't any restriction, only that which we put out there. So we just know that this event is going to provide you with the space to create what you want in your life. And we are going to make sure that should you choose to get up and speak out, you are going to be able to get up and speak out. You are going to be able to ask questions. You are going to be able to interact. And you're going to have the support. And that's what I think is extraordinary. Because, January, I don't know about you, but far too much I hear about how women don't support each other and we can't collaborate. And that couldn't be further from the truth. That is not the reality.
You know, I agree completely with you, and, you know, I've come to my broadcasting career late in life, and, you know, my mantra, as I always say at the end of the show, is if you think it, you can do it. And I wrote my first book when I was 50, and now I'm almost 70, and all of a sudden I have a radio career. And, you know, you have to just be open to things that come your way and connect. I love your quotes about connect, celebrate, connect, collaborate, and create. And you have this opportunity to do this at this amazing conference. You know, right now we're going to hear, Michelle, about an organization that I support. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about what you will be doing with Michelle and Jennifer and their fabulous lineup March 1st and 2nd this year in New York. We'll be right back.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my amazing guest, Michelle Mathia, and she's one of the organizers of the 2013 edition of Get Your Voice On, a Celebration of Women. Now, why did you decide to do this for 10 years? What was the magic number? Why 10 years?
I think... Why 10 years? You know, 10 is just a dynamic number, 10 years. But the main reason behind this continuity is both Jennifer and I have attended conferences where when you're in the moment, when you're in that space with what I like to call your tribe, the like-minded individuals that have come together by divine appointment, when we are all there together, you feel and know that you can move mountains, that there is nothing more powerful than you. And then what happens is we go home. We go home.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Have you been there? And our tribe isn't necessarily with us. And for many people, that high that they were on, all of the delicious knowings that they received, all of the wonderful ideas that they were going to explore further, all of a sudden they're dampened and they're buried again. And that's unacceptable. Mm-hmm. That is completely unacceptable because we are very much aware that a lot of what women are experiencing right now, I know that I went through it earlier on in my life, is that I used to live for everyone else around me. That was my role. That was my role in the family dynamic and the friendship dynamic is everybody's needs came before mine. And I put mine on the back burner. And I got something out of it. I got to be the martyr. You know, we do get when we don't shine our light, we get to be something. We get something out of it. So that's one reason. We don't want women to leave that event to only go back home and in many cases say, well, that was great, but what now? So that's why we feel it is important that we keep moving forward because although it is an event, that's going to happen the first weekend in March for the next 10 years, and each event will be a day and a half, it is what our goal is and what we know it's going to actually be is a movement, that shift in consciousness, that we can take care of ourselves, that we can nurture ourselves, that we can do and be what we love. Because my belief, January, is that if we can be successful and we can feel a level of happiness doing and being what we don't love, imagine what we can create, the dynamic and delicious life we can create if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing on this planet. So that is why it needs to be 10 years. And, you know, and nothing else sounded right. I'm sure you've been there. It's like, well, it's 5 is too short, and 9, that just sounds stupid. So that's just do 10. And also, in between these events, we want women to stay connected. We have a guest blogger program, and that's already kicked off. If you go to our website under blog, you're going to see blog posts from Jennifer and I, but you're also going to be able to read blogs from, again, from women from all walks of life, from the stay-at-home mom to the president of a company and everyone in between. And we're also building, you know, up our social media network, so our Facebook page and things like that. But our goal is we want women to stay motivated and to stay empowered and to still feel support. So between these events, our goal is to make sure that everyone stays connected and that the women that are attending, that they have a source where they can still stay connected with one another. And what our goal is, too, because, you know, and I'm sure you've experienced this, too. Some people are really like, well, I'm not a conference person, so I'll just watch it online if they watch it online. And we are going to offer streaming. Like, we plan on streaming our keynotes, but that's not you experiencing it. Sitting back and watching isn't experiencing it. You want to get in there. You want to walk your talk and step out of that comfort zone.
Absolutely. And I'm glad to hear that you're going to enable people to keep networking because, as you said earlier, that's what happens. You go to the conference, you take the notes, you're inspired, you're fired up, and then you go home and thud. So you just don't know how to go forward. And so I think if you can keep everyone in the loop, so to speak, for the whole year, and then giving them another conference to look forward to is just a very important thing to do. I think you girls are on the right track.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate that.
I'm very happy to share this information with my listeners. And would you again give your the website information, by the way, is posted on our show page. So if you're listening to this in the archives or as it streams around the world, go to our show page and you can find that information. But Jennifer, would you give it one, not Jennifer, I'm sorry, Michelle, would you give it one more time?
Yes, it is www.getyourvoiceon.com. You can also send us email should you have any questions. The email address is connect@getyourvoiceon.com, and we do have a 1-800 number as well, which is 855-917-GYVO.
Wonderful. And I will be following you from afar, wishing you all the best in this project. And I'll look at my schedule, and maybe I'll be able to be in New York sometime during the conference and stop by and say hello. Thank you so much.
Oh, January, that would be wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Well, I'll be reaching out to you because I love the name of that book. And we would, and I will be reaching out to you because we would love for you to share your message as a guest blogger too, because I think that you've got a lot of empowering words to share.
Yeah, no whining here. For our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. And be sure to catch all of these interviews and our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of this week are exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, astonish, and amuse you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you do it. So for now, dear listeners, I want you all to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. If that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to Michelle, Maria, and I'm very excited to be able to have shared your information about your amazing conference. This is January Jones, thanking all of you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.